Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 28, 2014, and this is Emily Fulmar reporting. I am a member of San Francisco Council 11, and I am one of the 685. Yesterday afternoon, our MEC officers met with Senior United Management to discuss our involuntary furlough mitigation proposal from January 17, 2014. This was the first time management agreed to meet since January 17th. Our primary purpose for yesterday's meeting was to mitigate the plan to involuntary furlough our members, and management has refused those overtures. Although we had hoped management would cooperate in reaching a realistic resolution to its staffing issues, it has become clear that is not the case. Management seems to be interested only in the most destructive course possible, destructive to our unity, our airline, and its flight attendants. We file MEC Grievance 2-14 to safeguard the United 685. On Friday, we took clear and decisive action to protect the 685 members subject to involuntary furlough and to enforce the terms of our contract. The grievance demands that United Airlines withdraw its notice to involuntary furlough approximately 679 subsidiary United flight attendants effective April 1, 2014. This involuntary furlough constitutes an unlawful change in working conditions for flight attendants in violation of the Railway Labor Act. Additionally, it is a clear violation of the letter of agreement titled Protection Against Involuntary Furlough, dated February 28, 2012, which appears on page 305 of the 2012-2016 agreement. During the negotiations for the 2012-2016 agreement, United Airlines and the AFA agreed to the Protection Against Involuntary Furlough Letter of Agreement, dated February 28, 2012, to not involuntary furlough any sub-United flight attendants on the system seniority list on the effective date of the agreement as a direct consequence of modifications to the 2005-2010 flight attendant agreement. The 2012-2016 contract negotiations resulted in several modifications to the agreement, which have had a direct effect on productivity. Hence, this involuntary furlough is a direct consequence of those modifications, including but not limited to the following modifications. The following modifications have resulted in greater amounts of flying time per flight attendant under the AFA agreement. Section 7A and 12G, monthly flight time limitations, unlimited monthly flying. Section 7B and 7E, legalities, 8:30 and 24, 35 and 7, option to waive. Section 5D, reserve monthly guarantee, 78 hours. Section 18B2 and 19A, reduction of vacation and sick leave accruals. Operation flexibility. Extra pay for drafting, 5-for-1 pay, operational reliability incentive. Letter of agreement on page 280, early out. Letter of agreement, page 265, crossover hiring. The Protection Against Involuntary Furlough Letter of Agreement also acknowledged that Sub-United was overstaffed by 2,100 flight attendants as of February 28, 2012. After the ratification of the agreement on February 28, 2012, virtually all of the overstaffing of 2,100 Sub-United flight attendants was eliminated when 1,282 Sub-United flight attendants took the early out and an additional 119 flight attendants took the crossover program. Since then, partnership programs have been awarded to subsidiary United flight attendants, as well as special leaves of absence, 30-day A&P, authorized as no pay, and daily A&P to reduce headcount. The company has not given full credit to these figures, nor given recognition to the yearly attrition for 2012 and 2013. In November 2013, the company advised the union that Subsidiary United was overstaffed by 1,950 flight attendants. After the bid process for voluntary furlough was concluded in 2013, the company awarded voluntary furloughs to 1,101 flight attendants and offered job share partnerships to 149 flight attendants. These voluntary actions by 1,250 Subsidiary United flight attendants preclude any claim that the furlough prohibition and the protection against involuntary furlough letter of agreement is not in full force and effect to block these 679 involuntary furloughs. Despite the above actions, which fully address any perceived overstaffing of the Subsidiary United flight attendants, on January 15, 2014, the company announced that 679 AFA flight attendants would be involuntary furloughed on April 1, 2014. AFA protests the unequal and discriminatory treatment that has been accorded to the Subsidiary United flight attendants compared to the Subcontinental flight attendants employed at United. The proposed involuntary furlough of Subsidiary United flight attendants will cause immediate and irreparable harm to those involuntarily furloughed. Flight attendants who depend on this income to sustain themselves and their dependents will be at risk of eviction, foreclosures, and an inability to support their families when the furlough pay runs out. Employer-paid health insurance will cease after 90 days, and those with continuing medical conditions will be at risk of interruptions in their health care, especially since COBRA coverage is prohibitively expensive for this group. Involuntarily furloughed flight attendants will cease to accrue in-flight seniority and will be dramatically disadvantaged for purposes of bidding on schedules, vacation accrual, salary steps, and future furloughs, as compared to the flight attendants not involuntarily furloughed in the event of a merger of the seniority list for United Airlines flight attendants. Additionally, the company's unilateral action of offering involuntary furloughed Subsidiary United flight attendants the option to accept a new hire position at Subcontinental does not remedy the violation of the letter of agreement on page 305. AFA demands that United Airlines rescind its action to involuntarily furlough any sub-United flight attendant effective April 1, 2014, and to the extent that such furlough occurs, that any affected flight attendant be made whole in every respect. Pursuant to Section 26D, a decision is required within 20 days. AFA requests, however, that United shorten its time to respond to 7 days to enable this dispute to be resolved prior to the announced April 1, 2014 involuntary furlough. Without waiver of its positions or any legal right or obligation related to that position to proceed in another form to obtain injunctive relief, AFA submits this grievance in an effort to secure an expeditious resolution of this matter. AFA requests that the company agree that the parties will promptly identify and select a mutually acceptable arbitrator and schedule this matter for system board arbitration as quickly as possible, and that the company further agree that this matter be resolved prior to the commencement of the involuntary furlough dated April 1, 2014. We would also like to invite those of you who make up the United 685 to share your stories. We have created a special email address where you can send letters to share your personal experience with regard to this threat to your careers and livelihood. What led you to become a United flight attendant? Why do you love your job? What impact has this threat of involuntary furlough had on you? Anything you'd like to share to help other people understand the impact on the very real people potentially affected. In addition to your LEC, This section on our website can also be used as a channel to receive answers to questions you may have about a possible involuntary furlough. Although we will require your name, file number, and contact information for verification, this will not be shared or reproduced. Send your messages to AFA 685 support at unitedafa.org. Again, that's AFA 685 support at unitedafa.org. Although the olive branch we extended to management appears to have been cast aside, we continue to pursue other avenues in defense of the United 685. An important part of our advocacy now turns to legislative efforts. The United NEC Government Affairs Committee has launched a grassroots campaign with the goal of mobilizing flight attendants to contact your members of Congress and ask for their support in halting the unnecessary and punitive layoff of our most junior members. Therefore, we ask that all flight attendants not only write their senators and representatives personally, but also encourage your friends, family, and colleagues from other airlines to do the same. Management has succeeded in making this merger nothing more than a fiasco, and it is unfair and unjust that our most junior members should have to pay the price. Information on contacting your senators and representatives in Washington, D.C. can be found at unitedafa.org. At unitedafa.org, we are providing sample letters for you to use, although feel free to compose your own correspondence. There are sample letters for use for your senators and sample letters for use for your representatives. It is crucial that each of the three letters contain the following information: your signature, your printed name, your legible address. You can mail the letters directly to your senators and representatives, or you can drop them in your AFA box or leave them with your local council office. It is important to understand this is a different action than participating in the petition asking the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure Aviation to hold Jeff Smizik to his word to not lay off workers. We strongly advise that you take both actions. The petition can be viewed through a link on UnitedAFA.org. 2013 per diem reports are available online only. After the mess-up last year, AFA reminded management in November of their responsibility to have all tax-related documents available to our members in a timely fashion. So we are pleased to inform you that the per diem reports for the 2013 year are available on Flying Together. These reports will not be printed. Your per diem report can be found with the crew statement of earnings and pay advice statement. Of course, you do have the option of printing the report at your own expense. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we can continue to build our future together.